Starting January 1st, Medicare recipients in the U.S. will see some changes to coverage and costs, especially for Medicare Advantage and Part D plans. Medicare, the federal health insurance program for adults 65 and older, is made up of four parts. Part A covers hospital stays and home health care. Part B covers doctor visits and preventive services. Part C, also called Medicare Advantage, bundles Parts A, B, and sometimes D, while Part D covers prescription drugs. Next year, about 5,600 Medicare Advantage plans will be available nationwide, similar to 2025. Some insurers, like UnitedHealthcare, are reducing service areas or coverage options. Good news for consumers. The average monthly premium for Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drug coverage is expected to drop from $16 to $14. But the number of standalone Part D plans will fall from 464 to 360, though premiums are expected to decrease slightly from $38 to $34 per month. Drug price negotiations could cut costs on widely used prescriptions like Eliquis, Xarelto, and certain diabetes medications. Out-of-pocket costs will see mixed changes. Medicare Advantage caps drop slightly to $9,250, while Part D drug caps rise to $2,100. Insulin coverage remains at a $35 monthly maximum, and vaccines continue to be covered. Special enrollment periods will also give recipients flexibility. From January 1st to March 31st, and again from December 8th to February 28th, beneficiaries can switch plans if providers are out of network or coverage ends. Experts advise comparing plans carefully, since reduced options or premium changes could still mean higher costs for some medications. And a prolonged government shutdown could delay claims and reduce telehealth services.